The Makhura Commission of Inquiry into the fitness to hold office of advocates Nonkobo Jiba and Lawrence Mkhwebi, hold office at the NPA, continued today and due to give testimony was Anwar Dramat, former senior member of the police and one of those people who is thought to have been elbowed out because his investigations were getting too close to people who were politically well connected. Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News does a lot of duty at the Makhura Commission. What happened today, Barry?
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, a bit of a disappointment, as you just said it there. You know, you'd think that Anwar Dramat, given what he was pushed out of the police and, of course, replaced by Birmingham Tlemesa, and there was a big fight over that particular position and the allegations of the Zimbabwe rendition, his evidence was nothing about that. It's centered on a memo that was drafted by Lawrence Mkhwebi and sent to then-acting National Director of Public Prosecutions, Nomthebo Jiba, in which Mkhwebi said he had had a meeting with Anwar Dramat, and following that meeting, it emerged that the prospect of a successful prosecution against former head of crime intelligence Richard Mgluli was very low because the Auditor General investigation or audit that had taken place and had found that crime intelligence books were clean. And Anwar Dramat was simply called to say, is this correct? And he said, no, it's not. You know, we didn't have this discussion. And that was essentially the high point of his evidence to say that that Lawrence Mkhwebi had misrepresented his position on the Richard Mgluli matter. And his position was that there was, in fact, a strong case.
Was there any indication, Barry, as to why that rather more obviously saucy stuff didn't come up?
No indication at all. You know, but I suppose we can speculate. If you look at the way Anwar Dramat has really gone off the radar, I've bumped into him numerous times in court because the rendition matter is still ongoing. He's not a person for the media, and he's really shied away from being in the public light since he's retired. I think that he probably did not want to be drawn into anything. And in consultations, this was probably as far as that he was willing to go. He wasn't going to go into anything. That's all I can think of. Because he would have been able to provide some insight into why he felt, for example, the Mgluli matter was a strong case. The representation that he had addressed to Nomthebo Jiba on why the matter should proceed. We just didn't touch any of that. And I think it's probably because he didn't want to go into it.
Thank you very much. Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News.